Welcome to a special edition of Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With great joy, I announce to you today, Bishop Robert Brennan is with me today on our show. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. Glad to be conversing with you about discipleship.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless our bishop, bless all of our priests and deacons and religious and all of the lay faithful here in the Diocese of Columbus. Open our hearts to the guidance of your Holy Spirit as we enter into this new and exciting time in the life of our diocese. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Bishop, as I kind of alluded to in the prayer, is we are entering into kind of a new and exciting time in the Diocese of Columbus. And really, we might call it a campaign, I guess, called Real Presence, Real Future. So, what is this Real Presence, Real Future, and why is it so important?
Well, let me start with why it's so important. Real Presence, Real Future, of course, brings our hearts and minds to the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, but we're talking about the presence of the church in the world. And it's very important because we live in the 21st century world that has very, very specific needs and very, very specific tools that we can use. And it's very important for us, the current generation, to take a look at the needs of the church in the 21st century, but also the need for the church in the 21st century. The world, and certainly our society here in Ohio, the world needs the church. So, Real Presence, Real Future is about our desire to have the Catholic presence strong, vibrant, joyful, faithful, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and living it boldly and creatively so that we can share the joy of the gospel and the splendor of truth with the world, but also so that even our own living out of the faith can help us to get into a deeper relationship with the Lord. So, Real Presence, Real Future. Certainly, Real Future has an element of planning involved. So, we're looking now and we're looking ahead with great hope and great confidence because we know the promise of the Lord in Matthew 28. I am with you always, even until the end of the ages. And so we look to the future with hope and with confidence. But that being with that looking ahead is really about knowing that we're walking with Jesus. And so, you know, I often say that we live in a diocese that was founded on an 1868 model, built for the needs of 1868. And I use downtown as a real example. Downtown here, we have churches that are built half a mile apart. The idea being that, built a mile apart so that no one would have to walk more than a half a mile to get to church. It's sort of set up for an 1868 downtown society. This was a model that was built upon and then renewed in the 1960s with the Second Vatican Council. And here we are in the 21st century, and hey, listen, we started this beforehand, but let's look at the last year. Life has changed. And so the need for the church is even greater, but the needs of the church and the needs that we have to be able to use our resources well, to harness some of the new resources. We're taking advantage of that using media old and new to bring the message home to people. So how do we take advantage of all these resources, but do it in a way that's, that helps us to meet the needs to proclaim the gospel?
And Bishop, you know, what does this planning process kind of look like?
Well, we began over a year ago when the priest convened for the convocation. We were up in Toledo in Mame Bay, and we had a couple of days together where we looked at statistics from over the years, projections and the realities, really, of our schools, parishes, and evangelization, vocations, all of those things, priest personnel. And we spent the year since looking at testing those statistics and looking at the needs. So now we're at a point where we need to broaden the conversation and have this conversation about who we are, what are our core values, what are our hopes, what are the needs, identify the needs of the church in the 21st century. So partnering with Catholic Leadership Institute, we've begun this process of a large conversation among all of our people. And we're really now at the very beginning of that phase.
And the Catholic Leadership Institute is this kind of Catholic strategic planning group that kind of works with different dioceses in their own planning and kind of leadership training and everything like that.
Precisely.
Now, are there, obviously it's not just this Catholic Leadership Institute coming in for the process, that there are people here on the ground.
Well, like I said, yeah, it's a partner. They're a partner with us, and they have some expertise and tools that can help us to have this conversation in a way that gives people the widest and the broadest voice rather than just particular groups. But we've been assembling a leadership team. Certainly on the ground, our pastors have been meeting over the course of the last year, but we're forming different layers of a leadership team. So I have a leadership team that's kind of in formation, being developed here. You, Father Adam, you've been working with an evangelization committee, and that dovetails into what we're doing, because a big part of Real Presence, Real Future is going to involve our evangelization efforts. And you have a number of subcommittees, correct?
Yes. You know, and there are, I mean, several of these kind of, I would say, complementary planning processes going on in the diocese. The schools have been going through, and the Office of Catholic Schools have been going through a planning process. Then the evangelization planning process, which I think we've alluded to at times in other conversations on this show, but you know that we're looking at how to form missionary disciples in our parishes, how to really form our teachers to be missionary disciples, reaching out to university students, reaching out to those who don't practice the faith or practice any faith, all of these kind of areas in evangelization. But there's also another one that I've heard dealing with our Spanish-speaking brothers.
Well, over the last, now we're probably about 5, 6, 7 years, we've had what we've called a national encuentro process. And the national encuentro started at parish levels all over the country, worked its way through diocese regions. We had a big gathering in Texas about 2 years ago, and now we go back into the diocese and into the parishes. And that's a planning process too, coming up with a pastoral plan to meet the needs of the Hispanic church, and the Hispanics in our church, I should say. We're one church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, when we had our regional meeting, I said, that experience needs to inform this experience, but our experience as a diocese needs to inform what we're doing in our Hispanic pastoral plan. So yes, that's another planning process that dovetails very nicely with this.
Now, Real Presence and Real Future really is looking at kind of the diocesan institutions, partially, you know, our diocesan offices and parishes.
Yes. So we're looking at our diocesan offices. What are the structures that we need? And what works, what needs to change? Not because of any judgment on people, but what structures do we need in this new millennium? How do we best serve the needs of the parishes and of the proclamation of the faith? The same is true in terms of how do we deploy priest personnel. You know, right now we try to do the best that we can to meet needs as they arise, but we know that we will have fewer priests just by the numbers of retirement and the numbers of men in formation. I'm hoping to see all that grow, but we can make some realistic predictions. And pastors are being named, priests are being named pastors at relatively young ages. So last year, some of the fellows out 2 years were named pastors. So what kind of support do we need to give new pastors as they go into a world? I had a little bit of a luxury of time and formation. You get two different assignments and all those things. Today, guys are thrown right into the mix. So those are some of the things that we're looking at. We also have to look at, let's be honest, real estate. Can we, you know, our church, we're not museums. Mm. Our church is a living reality. Our church is a living organism, and it's relational. So, you know, how do we structure ourselves so that we can have strong, vibrant communities and worship together and make have Mass available for people at times that are convenient by our working together rather than everybody duplicating what the person next door is doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to take a little bit of creativity on all of our parts.
Thank you, Bishop. As we wrap up this segment, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings, and we just again invoke your Holy Spirit to be upon our bishop and all our leaders in this planning process of Real Presence and Real Future. We ask that you abundantly bless our diocese with the gifts of your Holy Spirit as we go forth in mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been our beloved Bishop Robert Brennan. And until next time, peace and all good.